Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. In area news, rural Atlantic resident and organic farmer Denise O'Brien, who recently returned from 1-year appointment as a civilian agricultural advisor in Afghanistan, will speak about her experiences 1 week from this Thursday in Des Moines. O'Brien, who co-founded Women, Food, and Agriculture Network in 1997, served in the advisory position for the USDA Office of Foreign Service Operations Overseas. She's scheduled to speak on the topics on 7 p.m. Thursday, May 24th at 206 Cartwright Hall on the Drake University campus at 27th and Carpenter Avenue in Des Moines. O'Brien will also display her photos of farming in the Nangarhar province. A question and answer session will follow her presentation. That event is open to the public and free and will be followed by a social hour at a local cafe from 8:30 until 9:30 p.m. again on the 24th of May. News time is 7:08.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Joan.
Hi, Joan. How can I help you?
I have such a hectic schedule today. My mother just called, and she needs her prescription refilled. I just don't know how I can get by Health Mart and make all my other appointments on time.
Don't worry. At Health Mart, we offer free delivery. I can refill Bonnie's prescription, and we'll take it to her house. And since Health Mart pharmacies honor insurance plans, including Medicare, I'll handle that end of it for you, too. Since Health Marts are independently owned pharmacies, it's easy to offer free delivery.
Wow, you are a lifesaver.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you. Spring has sprung in our area. The flowers are blooming and all the plants are coming to life. But for some of our residents, this means only one thing, allergy season. At Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you can find the medications you need to keep those sniffles in check, those sneezes quieted, and those watery eyes drip-free. Not sure what you need? Talk to me or one of your Health Mart pharmacists. We'll take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer your allergy questions.
Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and Rex Health Mart Pharmacy is here caring for you and about you.
The City of Atlantic's Board of Adjustment will meet this morning in just under a half an hour at City Hall to hold a public hearing on the reconstruction of a residential garage. The hearing in the council's chambers at 7:30 is with regard to a variance application by Keith and Mary Jo Allenstein of 103 West 14th Street that would allow for the reconstruction of a garage not conforming to accessory setback requirements as spelled out in the city's zoning ordinance. The Ottoman City Council will likely act on setting May the 29th at 7 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on a budget amendment this evening. The action is expected to come toward the end of the council's regular session, which begins at 7 p.m. and follows the council's review of the proposed amendment. Other matters to come before the council this evening include hearing from residents Janet and Neil Christofferson with regard to building repairs, a hearing with Ottoman resident Frank Bellello on the nuisance lighting ordinance, a review of applications for a job opening in the Public Works Department, followed by action on a resolution hiring a Public Works employee. In addition, the Ottoman City Council will act on approving a resolution appointing Brandon Toft to the Parks and Recreation Board and discuss the selling of a vacated alley to adjacent property owners. The City Council in Messina is slated to meet this evening as well. And on the agenda for their 7 o'clock session is the accepting of and possible action on bids for tree removal in the park, mosquito control, the replacement of a water line, and for a fire department tanker truck. The Messina City Council will also discuss the issue of tax increment financing, as well as discuss and or act on wages for the city clerk pro tem, the City of Messina website, City Hall hours, the widening of parking spaces on Main Street, and the possible sale of the east half of Centennial Park property. In addition, the council will review and act on the approval or rejection of any uses of developing city-owned property, along with other matters. Authorities in Page County say one person suffered minor injuries during an accident Sunday morning in Shenandoah. Sheriff's officials say 23-year-old Georgia Adams of Shenandoah was transported to the Shenandoah Medical Center following the crash of her car on A Avenue just north of Highway 2. Adams was traveling north on the road heading toward Shenandoah when she lost control of her vehicle, which left the road and hit a culvert in a residential driveway before rolling once and landing on its wheels. Adams was cited for failure to maintain control. Police in Red Oak reported the arrest on Saturday of a Red Oak man. 27-year-old Joshua David Poe was taken into custody at around 7:10 p.m. on a charge of public intoxication. Poe was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. A small airplane that crashed in southeastern Kansas on Friday was carrying five people with connections to Oral Roberts University to a Christian youth rally in Council Bluffs. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported four of the passengers died and one was badly injured. The fatalities were identified as the pilot, Luke Sheets of Ephraim, Wisconsin, Austin Anderson of Ringwood, Oklahoma, Garrett Coble of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Stephen Luth of Muscatine, Iowa. Hannah Luce of Garden Valley, Texas, was hospitalized in critical condition. The recent graduate is the daughter of Oral Roberts trustee Ron Luce, who's founder of Teen Mania Ministries, which was sponsoring this past weekend's Acquire the Fire rally in Council Bluffs. Oral Roberts president Mark Rutland asked the university community to pray for Luce and remember those who were killed over the weekend. He said that Luce, Sheets, and Anderson were recent graduates, and Coble was a former business instructor at the school. The National Transportation Safety Board said the twin-engine Cessna 401 went down Friday afternoon northwest of Chanute, Kansas, and then caught fire. The NTSB said the plane had lost contact with air traffic controllers after getting permission to descend to a lower altitude. Authorities say there are no signs of foul play in the disappearance of a Nebraska woman and her 11-year-old son. Plattsmouth, Nebraska police say Charlotte and Owen Schilling were last seen around 10 a.m. Thursday in the Plattsmouth area when she checked a boy out of elementary school. Police say that Charlotte Schilling's vehicle was found Friday near Lake Manawa, which is just across the Nebraska border near Council Bluffs. Her wallet and cell phone were in the car. Officer John Hardy said that there is concern about the whereabouts of Charlotte and Owen Schilling, but the investigation hasn't shown any evidence of a crime. And the Iowa Department of Human Services is investigating a home-based daycare in Dexter after a child was apparently hurt by a monkey. Department spokesman Roger Munns said the state received a report of a girl being bitten by a capuchin monkey that lives at the home. The daycare is operated by Holly Russell, who said she keeps the monkey in a cage when the children are in her home. In the incident, the daycare says the monkey scratched the girl's hand when it jumped off of her lap. The girl was taken to a hospital to be examined and was advised to undergo rabies shots. The Human Services Department says the daycare is a state-regulated business, and as such, Russell will be required to keep all animals separate from children. News time is 7:13.
Hey, Mappy Mapperson. How are those directions coming?
Still loading.
Mm-hmm. Here, use my phone. It's U.S. Cellular, and it's up to 10 times faster than your 3G.
How'd you manage that?
Well, U.S. Cellular is the first wireless company with 4G LTE in town, and the only company that gives me rewards.
Wow, 4G LTE says take the next right.
Uh-huh, and your phone?
Still loading.
Yeah.
Tell me more about those rewards.
Switch to U.S. Cellular today and be with the happiest customers in wireless. Get the first 4G LTE network in your area and the only wireless that gives you rewards, like free accessories, free ringtones, and new phones faster. Come in today and check out the 4G-capable Android-powered Samsung Galaxy S Aviator.
Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Becky at Rex Pharmacy. Are you ready for faster internet on your phone? Check out our Samsung 4G LTE Aviator. At Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
And in the funeral announcements, Galen Schaff, age 73 of Omaha and formerly of Cumberland, died Friday in Lincoln, Nebraska. Memorial services for Galen Schaff will be held Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Dorothy Dean Putnam, age 89 of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Dorothy Putnam will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's Battery Headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.